Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Many bird watchers, or should I say bird listeners, believe that a singing bird must be a male bird. But it's not true. And that misconception might mean we're missing out on a lot of fascinating research. Not just about birds, but how brains in general handle communication. Traditionally, female songbirds have been overlooked because more males of various species sing overall, and it's been thought to be a behavior of males attracting females and defending territory, audibly marking a space as theirs. But the ratio isn't overwhelmingly in favor of males, as it turns out. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Lauren Benedict, a University of Northern Colorado biology professor. She said, "Worldwide, we think that females sing in about 2/3 of all songbird species. That's a pretty rough estimate, though, because for the majority of all bird species, we don't have enough information to even determine whether females sing. In species where males and females look alike, it can be hard to know which sex is doing the singing." Of the 660 songbird species that feature female song, as of 2018, recordings had only been made for about 200. An additional 3,500 species have yet to be studied to determine whether their ladies sing or not. The male-female study disparity may have initially occurred because more research hours are devoted to birds in temperate regions, where females are less likely to sing. HowStuffWorks also spoke with Karen Odom, a behavioral ecologist. She said, "This may be because male and female roles are separated because of the short breeding season. Males show up and sing to attract females and defend territories, whereas females spend more time devoted to building and attending to the nest. However, in the tropics, we see a very different pattern. Both males and females of many songbird species sing, and they do this a large part of the year." This is an important distinction because most bird species live in the tropics. These tropical birds sometimes keep the same mate and territory for years, so their reasons for singing may be different than those of their temperate relatives. Odom said, "Based on what we do know, female birds sing for reasons similar to males. In one species, females are known to attract males with their songs, and in other species, females appear to use songs to defend territories. However, females may also sing for broader reasons, such as to defend resources year-round, possibly for herself or her offspring." Compared to male birdsong, we know very little about female birdsong, which is why more studies are needed. Benedict said, "We're missing out on a lot of really interesting information about bird behavior and communication. Birdsong is a learned, complex signaling system that has many parallels with human language. And so far, we've answered fascinating questions about how male brains help them to communicate, but I think the same questions should be asked about females. A better understanding of female songbird habits could demystify how behaviors evolve over time in relation to mating behavior and habitat. Knowing the difference between male and female song can also help with estimating bird population sizes, and that's critical for the worldwide conservation effort." Benedict said, "Having good documentation of female song will give us powerful tools for helping to protect wild bird populations. If we can track male and female behavior by listening to the songs of both sexes, we'll learn a lot more than if we only listen to males." Odom and Benedict published a sort of call to arms, or rather, call to recording devices, in a paper in 2018. And since then, researchers and citizen scientists alike have taken up that call. No pun intended. And to learn more, and even participate in the effort, check out the website femalebirdsong.org. Today's episode is based on the article, "We Need to Know Why the Female Bird Sings," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Aaliyah Hoyt. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com, and it's produced by Tyler Klang and Ramsey Young. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.